one, two, we're having our own party.
I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for April 7th, 2014 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner is absent, and Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
Mr. Milner had a commitment out of town and is excused. However, we do have six members of City Council here, so a quorum does exist. I'd like to welcome all of you to our meeting this evening. Also, I'd like to point out the high school students from Notre Dame in the back row. We welcome you. Please feel free to raise your hands at any time if you've got a question about our proceedings. At this time, I welcome all of you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Brown.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, there were some items left at your places this evening. A couple of them were replacement ordinances placed there by the law director. They were agenda items 11 and, I forget the other one, and 8. So just take the old ones out of your council packet and replace them with the new ones. I have nothing to add to the agenda tonight. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of council?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add a small comment on the streetlights along Monroe Street.
All right, let's, I think you wanted to put that high in the agenda. Let's make that 4A. Monroe Street, streetlights. Other members of council?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Hanam?
I think as part of the report on the public hearing, we will want to, we're going to schedule a zoning committee meeting.
But since we have the report on here, we'll put that right in as 7A. There'll be a referral as 7, and 7A can be to schedule that meeting. Other members? Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask Mr. Sanford to give a brief update on the Tier 2 grant process. That could either be part of the Employee and Community Relations Report or a separate report.
Let's make it as 18B, and we'll just follow right along there with that. Any additional items from members of City Council? Hearing none. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Anything to add, Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
If there's no further additions, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve this agenda as amended. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved. Item 4 is the approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on March 17th, 2014. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the March 17th, 2014 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes for March 17th, 2014 be approved as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. We have an added agenda item 4A. Mr. Brown, Chairman of the Utility Committee.
Yeah, I was, just wanted to make a comment to both the administration and Kevin Aller that I was really pleased to see how quickly we repaired and put up the new lights along Monroe Street that were damaged during this harsh winter that we had. I think there was a total of 6 that were knocked down, and all 6 of those have been replaced with new lights, and I was just really pleased that the orange barrels and the lights got up as quickly as they did as soon as the weather cleared. And I'd like to thank you for that.
I recall 6 of them did go down in accidents, and they were back up. We had ordered, we had 10 poles on order, and I'm glad we did because they take a while to arrive.
Yeah.
Thank you for those comments, and we will continue to do maintenance on those lights as necessary, though some of those poles are getting old. Agenda item five, we have Steve Rothschild here representing the Sylvania Board of Education to speak to the city council about the upcoming school levy. Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, members of council, for having me with you here tonight. I am Steve Rothschild, and I'm the newest member of the Sylvania Board of Education. As you know, in Sylvania, we are coming to voters on May 6th in the special election with a levy request. We are seeking 3.8 mills continuing operating levy that will raise approximately $5 million a year. The cost to the taxpayer is about $133 per 100,000 of value, or approximately $11 a month. The last time we came to the voters was in 2011, and at that time we sought a 4.9 mill levy in recognition to the difficulties that many families in Sylvania are still facing. We're requesting only 3.8 mills, and I should have said at the very beginning, I have presented to each of you a copy of the resolution that we'd like the council to adopt, endorsing and approving of our levy request, as well as a copy of our five-year budget forecast. We're really seeking a levy for three reasons. First and foremost, to maintain the quality of our schools and the student experience. We're blessed in Sylvania, as you all know, with an excellent school system, and that costs money. 85% of our budget goes to pay teachers and staff and other employees. And so there's nothing really exciting about the levy request, in part because it very much is an operating levy. We're looking to pay those expenses. But in addition, we're focused on our digital initiative, which is getting Chromebooks in the hands of all of our students so that they're prepared to compete in a technologically advanced world. And lastly, we're focused on safety and security issues in our schools. That includes upgrading our security cameras to digital cameras and dealing with mental health issues. As you know, across the nation, mental health issues are very prominent in our schools, and our district is no different, and we're very much challenged in that area, and we hope with these additional levy funds to focus and continue to focus on the mental health of our students. Overall, it's about the academic experience. I know that even on your own agenda here tonight, you're going to spend time commending our students, both at Northview and Southview, who continue to do things that are great on a daily basis. And the message that we're trying to send to our kids is that we care about them and that we want to maintain the quality of life here in Sylvania. Mayor Stout came to our kickoff and gave a rousing speech talking about how important the schools and the quality of the schools are to the quality of this community and the values of our properties and the attractiveness for business people to move here. So with that, I encourage you all to support our request for endorsement of the levy, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Rothschild. Any questions from members of council? The endorsement of a levy, City Council has established a process for doing that. And I look towards Mr. Lukey, that oftentimes goes through his committee. However, time is short in that the levy takes place 4 weeks from tomorrow. The vote takes place. And council wants to have a chance for its endorsement to be publicized. I don't know whether that has to happen tonight or you can wait 2 weeks to do that.
Well, I think what the new process involves is Mr. Rothschild is following a first step, which is to provide us with a little bit of time to think about it. We require a 30-day consideration and vote before, or a presentation rather, before the actual election. So we're within that, I believe. The council at that point has the opportunity to hear a request for a resolution and pass a resolution at any point after that. I guess the question, Mr. Mayor, is whether we need to have a formal resolution drafted by the law director, and I don't think we do.
Actually,
we do.
We, because of the short time, I asked the law director to prepare one which we can distribute. It's in proper form for city council.
Yes.
And you can refer it to committee, or you can take action tonight.
Yeah, I would propose, unless there's any significant opposition to this process, that we have a chance to take a look at the resolution and perhaps even vote on it tonight.
I agree.
Pass it up.
Just wanted to thank the mayor and the law director for...
Their foresight?
For their foresight, yes.
Me too.
Can I ask you a quick question while we're passing out the papers? So the digital initiative, is that going to come with teacher training?
Yes, I mean, teachers have been going through training. Our students have gone through training, and we've even have had sessions for parents who want to learn how to use books and interface with those. So there is training, and ongoing training.
Okay, I've got an 8th grader and a 10th grader. So...
They probably don't have their Chromebooks yet.
Yeah, they do.
And they didn't have any training?
No, I'm asking if the teachers are getting training. The students are like, I mean, kids are on top of the digital.
The teachers...
But it's often the teachers that are a little bit behind.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering if that comes with the whole package?
It does.
If the teachers get to go to school and learn how to use it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a knowing smile, Steve.
All the board members got trained too. We all have Chromebooks, and we've gone to board docs for our meetings. It might be something that the city council looks into. It's actually, we're able to put up on the screen at all of our meetings the entire agenda, and they can see what's being voted on, who voted on what, and it's pretty slick. You should come to one of our meetings and you can take a look at it. But we all have Chromebooks that then we're trying to go paperless, and we are. They're not sending us out paper anymore, and we're able to share documents that way in a confidential manner.
See, if you look at our council, we're a lot older. We like paper, so.
Chromebooks are far more economical than laptop computers or something that city council took a look at one time.
Yes.
Right. It may be time to take a look at that. Every council has some sort of a pad or a portable. We could do that, but the last time we checked, it was not costed then advantageous to us.
World keeps changing.
Yep.
Mr. Luke, I've looked at this resolution and it seems to...
I think it reflects certainly a reasonable support of what we would like to assume is a appropriately proactive approach by our school district to stop playing catch up with some of the last late levies, you know, with deficits looming, and getting a handle on a process to make sure that our students in Sylvania are out front in terms of achievement in the world ahead. So unless there's any reason not to, I'd like to introduce Resolution 10-2014. Copies have been made available to members of council previously, so I'll read by title only. Resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania supporting the 3.8 mil levy request of the Sylvania City School District, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 10-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Rothschild and the Notre Dame students back there, we have a two-step approval process to do something in a single night. We can bring in legislation, either ordinances or resolutions, in print form and read them by title only now, and have a second motion which allows us to pass it as an emergency measure rather than reading it two additional times. And so right now I'll ask for final passage motion.
Right. Move final passage of resolution number 10-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 10-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 10-2014 is passed, endorsing the Board of Sylvania Board of Education levy. So
thank you all very much. Make certain you all vote and tell your neighbors to vote. It's, as you know, important for Sylvania and important for our kids. So thank you.
You may want to take a copy of this with you. We can have
they
the
told
clerk.
Me I can't come back. So
you are welcome
may not
to
be
come back
thing.
Every meeting. Everyone is welcome.
Thank you.
And it will be signed by President of the Council and myself and the Law Director. That's an unofficial copy, but it gives you the verbiage.
Great. Thank you all very much.
All right, let's move on to agenda item six. We're happy to welcome Janice Pearson back to our council chamber to speak regarding feral cats.
Okay. We've been attending city council meetings in regards to the feral cat population in the Woodland Vicksburg area since September 16th. When council decided to use the trap and return program, the representative from Humane Ohio said the feeding station would be moved. They also believe that the person feeding the cats said she'd stop feeding them. None of this has happened. The Humane Ohio trap and return program has not worked since there are new kittens in the area and others have joined the kitty buffet. And there's another cat that's pregnant. We have been cooperating with city council. The issue is the cats and the diseases they carry. The neighbors that live in the homes where these cats are using their yards as a litter box have various health issues, including knee replacements and cancer. We have a right to be concerned about our health. There's ordinances in right now, 505.11 defecation removal required, and there's A, B, C, D, E when it discusses about the feces that are deposited on private property and how that's an unhealthy condition and can be declared a nuisance. Also, there's an ordinance, 505.08, nuisance conditions prohibited. No person shall keep or harbor any animal or fowl in the municipality so as to create noxious or offensive odors or unsanitary conditions which are a menace to the health, comfort, or safety of the public. And B, whoever violates this section is guilty of a minor misdemeanor. What we've been doing, we have hired Kevin's Critter Getter to help trap and remove these cats. He is having a very difficult time because the cats are so well fed. You can just come to our yards and watch them all prance over there between 8:30 and 9:30 in the morning and get fed. The expenses we have incurred so far, last summer we tried to get them on our own, we've had to pay for that. I personally paid $150 to have electrical wiring put under my fence to try and keep, or under my deck to keep them out of there. Most recently, I have some pictures, one of the neighbors had the cats in their shed, and they now have torn down their total shed because they ruined everything in their shed. They had yard furniture in the shed. The cats had their cat feces all over in their shed. They tore it all down, put everything that was in there in the dumpster, and got rid of it all. We have a bag of cat feces collected from one yard, and this sawdust bag. That's one yard that we've collected. Okay? And we want the cats gone. There's ordinances and places that you can use or create a new ordinance so people can't feed the cat. I don't think it's fair that we're going to all these expenses. We've talked to the health department, we've talked to the Humane Society. They all agree she should not be doing this. The health department agrees this is a health issue. They're not going to do anything. They keep sending us back here, and nothing's really happening. But this is disgusting, totally disgusting. And we've gone to many expenses. We've hired this gentleman. I have copies of pictures that you can see the shed and all of the cat feces in there. I have a copy of his attesting to the fact that the shed was... And the cats are different than dogs. They will, if they're fed, they don't continue to eat. Dogs, it seems to be, if you feed them and they're by the table, they'll just keep eating. Cats, once you feed them, they don't keep coming back. And they're so well fed that we can't catch them. And it's the time, the reason we came last September so we could get this cleared up before we all got in our yards to plant our flowers and all that other stuff that's so nice. I don't want to plant any flowers in my yard because I don't want to touch all this stuff. And I don't think we should have to do this. That's basically all I have to say. But I think it's a real health issue and I think we have a right to be concerned about our health. And if you talk to a veterinarian, you talk to the health department, they'll tell you how serious it is.
I think everyone at this council table absolutely agrees with you that the cat population is an unsafe and unhealthy problem up in your part of the neighborhood. No question about it. City Council listened to the leading veterinary in town who referred us to Humane Ohio. Council chose to finance their program, and I am told that not all the neighbors cooperated with that program. Both sides, the feeder and the non-feeders, did not cooperate. They did trap 17 cats or something. And what worries me about your critter-getter solution, and maybe the experts that we were told to bring in don't know what they're talking about, but they told us that if we trap the cats and remove them out of the neighborhood, new cats will just move in to fill the void. So that's why I think this council chose to go with the Humane Ohio TNR program, Trap, Neuter, and Release. The problem is the neighbors are not cooperating with either program to get anything done. You've got the people that want to feed the cats and the people that want to get rid of them. I am disgusted by it as well. This is a terrible thing to have happening any place in Sylvania. But we have to have cooperation. As for the legal things that you're talking about, we have discussed it with the prosecutor and with the judge. We cannot seem to gather the evidence because nobody will help us do that either.
What evidence do you need, or what evidence do you want?
I'll turn to the law director, but we need photographs, we need affidavits, we need something to do this.
Well, excuse me. I know that Mrs. Wheeler was into the prosecutor's office and filled out forms to have charges filed, but I don't believe that you, Mrs. Pearson, or Mrs. Camero, and I apologize, I don't know the rest of your names, but nobody else has been in to file charges. There's or file police report. Yes.
Okay.
If you want to, and then they'll review it and determine if charges are appropriate or not. And then, you know, in the case of Mrs. Wheeler, they determined when she was looking to file charges against you that they determined that no charges were appropriate. So that process is 100% independent of the administration and City Council, but that is another avenue you can pursue.
I guess the whole point is, the whole point is I'm not directly attacking her, but she's the one that's causing the problem. And I know originally you thought it was a neighbor versus neighbor issue and that we just couldn't get along, but it's not that. You know, I really don't have any problems with her other than the fact that she continues to feed the cats, more and more cats come. And as far as not cooperating, you have to, in order to see the ear tip, where they tip the ears, you have to be darn close to the cats. And all winter long, since we had so much snow, she has shelters for them all in her yard, okay? And so she's shoveling out there for little paths for them to come. She shovels off her whole concrete patio for the cats. So for me to see them, I can't see them. They have to be close enough for me to see their ear tip to know if that was a cat that was fixed or it wasn't a cat that was fixed. I have no idea. They're not close enough for me to tell. Obviously, they're close enough for her to tell because she's feeding them all the time. But I can't call every time I see a cat. They, you know, because I can't tell. They're too far away. You can't tell.
That seems to be the problem. But you're right. Harboring, I think it's more than five pets. I think the number is five. Four is all right. Five is not. Is a violation of our code. It's a zoning violation.
That was three.
And excuse me, Doug.
That was three.
Maybe it's three. We might have the wrong number. But no one has stepped forward to say we're doing it. This is the first I've heard that she shelters them. She's digging out paths in the snow for them.
Oh yeah. Not only that, she put a bird feeding thing on one of the trees and then shoveled a path to the cats where the birds are eating on the bird feeder. So they're killing birds and squirrels and bunnies and everything else that the cats are. There's, of course, it's been winter, so we have, but there was a dead squirrel the other day. They're killing everything else off. And she's promoting that. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm just trying to get rid of the problem.
Bringing a bag of cat droppings is very creative of you, right? I gotta tell you, that's a first for this city council.
I'm trying to make a point, I guess, and it went, you know, when I'm just like, really? When you got that many cats, and, you know, and they keep going to the same places over the winter, it's kind of easy to get it, because...
Well, you've made the comment that you have nothing against the lady that's feeding the cats. I'm told there's actually three people that are feeding the cats.
Well...
And to say that you're not cooperating, neither side is cooperating with the other. If you could all cooperate behind one program, you could probably make it happen. But she wants the cats, and you don't. So all I can do is use the laws that we have, and if nobody files a police report or a complaint, I can't do anything.
Okay.
And even then, it's in the court. It's not in front of this city council. We're not going to change the law. There's no law that needs to be changed. You made the point quite clear. We already have all these laws in place. City council stepped forward, put in funding to follow what we were told by the leading veterinarian in town was the proper approach. It failed because everybody didn't cooperate. She didn't stop feeding. You didn't let them on your property to trap.
I never told them they couldn't come on my property to trap.
The report I have, and I, again, all I do is get reports, is that you were uncooperative and they could never contact you to get on there.
They never talked to you.
That's hearsay. That doesn't matter. People didn't cooperate, so you still have a problem. We have to find a way for you and the neighbors that you don't seem to have a problem with, except they have cats, to find a common solution. You can either attack them or you can work together.
Well, it's not going to work together.
See, there we go.
Because, well, I've already tried that, obviously. I've already done the mediation before with her.
You didn't cooperate with the program that city council on.
You know, Mr. Mayor, as you know, you have mentioned many times that I had this kind of an issue in my neighborhood 10 years ago on Todd, all right? It's very frustrating. I wonder if we could offer two things. First of all, I don't think we ever heard a final report back from Humane Ohio, did we, about how this has gone?
I thought we did.
Yeah. I just wonder if we could have them back one more time to talk about what they think went wrong and what they might suggest moving forward, number one. Number two, I wonder if we could make somebody from our law department, whether that's somebody from the prosecutor's office or Mrs. Brining, make themselves available to meet with the neighbors and sort of describe what filing a police report is all about, right? I mean, clearly, in any other kind of a complaint matter, there are certain pieces of evidence that would be helpful. There's certainly a process to be followed. I think we could help you know what to look out for that is part of the code. And I'm not sure that's what you want, but I think if we at least make available somebody from our law department to you all, you at least know what you could do to make a valid police report, right? We don't want to waste your time, but there are certain things that go into a valid report. So, again,
sure.
I think if you could make yourself available.
I've spoken with Mrs. Kimmerow and Mrs. Pearson over the course of since September, and I'll be happy to meet with them and explain the process.
Do you have any pictures from all these paths and feeders and things like that? You brought very nice pictures of this torn-down shed.
I've brought pictures of the cats and stuff before.
But
well, we
do you
don't
have
need
the
pictures
shelters?
Of cats. We need what she's
do
doing.
The pictures of the shelters.
No,
The cats are not illegal.
We can talk about
harboring
that.
The cats is illegal.
Well, here's the other thing. Do you know who brought the who brought the shelters out? Humane Ohio. They brought the shelters to her.
We'll invite Humane Ohio back and let them explain why they did that.
I think, you know, we're dealing here with it's a he said, she said kind of a situation. I think if we could bring back the Humane Ohio folks, you can be here at that point and raise issues with Humane Ohio. But I think at the same time, there are some legal recourse steps that you can take. Let's familiarize to the degree that the neighbors want to be familiarized with the steps so that at least you can be knowledgeable about what your legal position is in terms of filing a report. I think that's something that we can do. Right.
I will just note on behalf of the, I'm other than our law director, I'm the only member of the Toledo Bar Association on this council. And even if we fine her and penalize her, that doesn't make the cats go away. The fact is that if, my recommendation to you is to get a lawyer and bring a private nuisance action against her and get an, and get this action enjoined. Government isn't, I mean, I don't think we can fix your problem. We can fine her. That's not going to fix your problem. You need, this is a private matter, private nuisance. You can address this very quickly with good legal counsel, like most problems in life.
Well, you know, one of the things that you said before is you don't want to keep sending your police out to, you know, look over these situations, but the police are coming. She calls the police all the time on us.
You didn't hear what I said.
No, I know.
You didn't, and I said it when you were here in September, too, and you didn't, act on it then. You need private legal counsel and a private legal action, and that's how you'll solve your problem. All we can do is fine her, even if we did that. We don't, we can't enjoin her under the criminal codes that she's violating. And she's not, and I guarantee you, Judge Ramey isn't going to send her to jail. So if you, and I don't think that's what you want.
Only the judge can fine her. The city cannot.
Yeah, the city can't. The judge can do that. You need a private nuisance action. I mean, there's my free legal advice for the day.
So my next question is, will that work?
Yeah. Get a good lawyer. It's a good thing to have.
Supposing they seek damages against her, is that what you're doing?
You could seek recover damages in a private nuisance action. You'd likely recover, you might be able to recover attorney's fees, but you can get the injunction that prohibits her from continuing to feed the cats if she's creating a nuisance doing that. And if you can convince a court that that's what's that's doing the nuisance. This has nothing to do with government. This is just, I mean, this is the third branch. This isn't legislative or administrative. This is judicial. It's the third branch of our government that is probably your best source of relief. Okay, this isn't an ad for the Toledo Bar Association, so I won't say any more.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so three specific pieces activity that we can undertake here, right? We talked about, I'd like to see the Humane Ohio person back here. You certainly have the ability to call the prosecutor and have some conversation with them. I appreciate Mr. Hanum's paid political announcement over there, but that's your choice as well. But, you know, Mr. Mayor, I think we've probably had enough conversation tonight about this. I think we've done what we can do tonight.
We appreciate the update, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you, K-Man.
Want me to leave
us here?
No.
We can assess fines against you for littering like that. Come on up. Tell us who you are again, just for the record.
My name is Frances Camerbro, and I live at 4607 Vicksburg Drive. And I would like to make the comment that Ohio Humane, or Mrs. Wheeler, said that the neighbors did not cooperate in trying to capture these cats. Well, let it be known that a lot of us cooperated. I even signed a piece of paper when Ohio Humane came to my door, and I said they were welcome to come to my backyard. I just wanted Mrs. Wheeler to stop feeding them in our neighborhood when they captured the cats.
We appreciated your cooperation.
We did cooperate.
We appreciate that.
Okay.
We wish everybody had. Apparently many did, but not everybody did.
And Mrs. Wheeler keeps saying there are other people feeding the cats. I think she should be asked to name who is feeding the other cats.
She'll have to do that in that lawsuit that I suggested.
You know, you're asking us to spend a lot of money on that lawsuit. And if you would find her once, maybe she would back up.
And we'll cooperate with you to get that done. But that won't stop her from feeding the cats.
Well, if she gets fined, she might. but we would like to try that.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. It looks, if no one, anybody else like to speak, or we're going to move on to our next agenda?
Yeah, I would like to speak on this.
Mr. Haynes?
We had a recommendation, we had a decision from the law director back in September that there was nothing for this council to do on this issue. And I think we decided that we were done addressing feral cat issue. I understand our neighbors are upset. I understand that. But I would, I'm going to object the next time we have a feral cat issue about this particular issue on our agenda, and I'm going to move to strike it from the agendas going forward. I'd be happy to talk to anybody about it outside of council, but we have decided that we have ordinances in place to address the issue, and we are really not in a position to do anything more here other than be a sounding board. And I know that makes people feel better, but it doesn't help the situation, and it in fact impedes our ability to move forward as a council.
Trying to decide how to respond to that, Mr. Hanum. If council wants to instruct the clerk of council not to add this issue to a future agenda, I think you have to vote on that. Our track record as a city council is to let anyone that wants to address council, address council.
I'll address it next time it comes up. How's that?
All right. Very good. Thank you. I think that means it's time to move on to agenda item 7, which is a report of public hearing on zoning amendment 1-2014 from a public hearing at 7 p.m. this morning in these council chambers. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did have a public hearing on zoning amendment 1-2014 this evening at 7 o'clock. All members of council were present except for Mr. Milner, who was excused, and members of city administration were present as well. There were many, several community members. No one spoke in favor, but we had two people speak out opposed to this zoning amendment change. And upon discussion, their concerns were screening, proper screening on the side that would abut to their property, and a question about trees and the changes with possible removing of trees. The decision of council was that this be referred to the zoning committee for further review and recommendation.
I think city council should first vote to refer it to the zoning committee, and then the zoning committee can set a meeting and assign the administration to come back with a recommendation on the screening.
I move we refer it to zoning committee.
Second. Moved and seconded to refer CA 1-2014 to the zoning committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Hanum, you wanted to set a committee meeting.
Yeah, would it be our next meeting's on the 21st, right? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
What if we met before the meeting? Is that too close together, or does that work? That'll give Kevin, that'll give you a chance to meet with, I think Mr. Moan is going to contact you and talk to you about city screening requirements, and because you didn't know him apparently. Anyway, if that's all right, I think that'll be enough time. What do you think?
There are no public hearings or meetings scheduled at the moment, so 7 p.m. works.
Yes.
I will not be available from 4 to 6.
Yeah, me neither. But I don't think you're talking
about that. No, I was thinking 6:30 or 7. Okay. I was thinking 7. And 7? 7 o'clock? Going once, twice? Okay. I would move that we establish a meeting on the 21st at 7 o'clock.
All right, we'll have the clerk post that meeting time.
And contact the neighbors. Yeah.
That'll be convenient for them just to come to that. And I don't think you need to take a motion, make a motion for the administration to work with the applicant. We will go to work on that through the service director and see if we can't come up with an appropriate response to the neighbor's concerns. But with that, I think we're ready to move on to agenda item 8. We have a number of ordinances to pass tonight. Many of them are, some of them are annual ordinances, some are new leases and things like that. Let's go to agenda item 8, which is proposed ordinance 15-2014. This is to authorize a lease over in the Maplewood Marketplace. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a lease for a new massage therapy business. It's to Ms. Weston, grew up in Sylvania, is very excited to be downtown, and the proposed lease is for 2 years. The first year, it's $750 a month for the first 5-6 months, and then $1,250 a month thereafter, and then $1,000 for the second year term. And both Mr. Sanford and I have met with them, and they're excited, and we would recommend its approval.
Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 15-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, authorizing a lease agreement between the City of Sylvania as lessor and Emily Snyder and Mary Ann Weston individually and doing business as Kerr as lessee of Suite E in the Maplewood Marketplace, 5703 North Main Street, Sylvania, Ohio, for the purpose of operating a massage therapy business, determining said city-owned property not to be needed for municipal purposes during the time of the proposed lease, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to sign such a lease on behalf of the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 15-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 15-2014.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 15-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 15-2014 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 9, we have another lease. This one is for Singular Wireless to go onto our water tower in Burnham Park. Mr. Aller, why don't you give us the description? You helped negotiate this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Singular Wireless, up until about 2 weeks ago, we were negotiating with AT&T, and all of a sudden it became new Singular Wireless. So we've been in talks with them for probably over a year on this one. Trying to come to terms and come to an agreement. We believe what we have in front of you is a good agreement for the city. It'll bring an additional in excess of $41,000 in rental fees on space over tank. It also provides there'll be annual increases on that amount, 3% for the first 20 years, and in the last 5 years is a 5% increase each year. And so it'll be a 25-year agreement in full. They also, with our other agreements, we have some language in there as to participation from the cell company when we paint the tank. AT or New Singular wanted to just pay that fee up front and be done with it. We negotiated that fee because this project will be a little bit different. I believe their initial offer was in the $35,000 range. We increased that to the $75,000 figure that you see in the agreement. The one change with this, because if you're familiar with the base of the tank, we're essentially out of room, so to speak, underneath the tank with our existing two agreements. So this was going to have to move outside of the legs of the tank. I didn't want the existing fence that you see, I didn't want that extending into the park. I didn't think that would be a good presentation. And so we worked with them, and there will be a prefabricated structure, roughly about 12 by 24, rough size, that was set on the east side of the tank. But, you know, for all intents and purposes underneath the tank, just off to the side of where the legs were at. So we minimized the impact to the park area. We kept everything nice and tight to what's there now. With the upfront maintenance fee that we have in this agreement and the fees that we have in the other tank, in the other rental agreements, when we get ready to paint the tank, which actually I'll be coming next year for approval to do that, those fees will essentially pay for that painting. We won't have any cost out of city funds for that. So I believe it's a good agreement, and I would recommend approval.
It's a better lease, too.
All right. Again, Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 16-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Authorizing a lease between the City of Sylvania as lessor and New Singular Wireless PCS LLC, a Delaware limited liability company as lessee of a portion of the water tower within Burnham Park and additional land in Burnham Park for the purpose of installing, constructing, maintaining, repairing, operating, altering, inspecting, and removing communications fixtures, determining that said city-owned property not to be needed for municipal purposes during the time of the proposed lease, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to sign such a lease on behalf of the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 16-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 16-2014.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 16-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 16-2014 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 10. Yes, it is time for us to commit to buy more salt for next year. ODOT is proceeding with a new program that will have both a summer fill and a winter use contract. And Mr. Allard has examined that program and in his report to you makes a recommendation for us to purchase 1,400 tons between those two contracts, 600 in the summer fill program, 800 in the winter use. We do not know when the price is going to be better. So we're going to split it that way and try to figure it out. Mr. Al, you might make a quick report on our current salt situation.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. We currently have 2,600 ton in stock, which when you check with area communities, most of them aren't anywhere near that. I believe it was in the paper the other day where Perrysburg had 500 ton in stock. We were healthy because the last 2 years when the price dropped way down because of the mild winters, we kept buying. The new facility that we built enabled us to just keep stocking it. You know, 3 years ago, actually 4 years ago, the price of salt was $64 a ton. 3 years ago, it was $56 a ton. 2 years ago, it dropped down to 41. We kept buying. And then last year, it was 32 times, and we kept buying. We time our deliveries so that as we're taking it out through the winter, we can keep putting it in and keep making the piles higher in that facility. So that facility has been a huge help. We were able to buy low, it's enabled us to kind of weather a winter like we just had. So we do have 2,600 tons on stock. This year we used 3,700 ton of salt. Seemed like all we did was have trucks driving back and forth filling up salt this winter. It was a tough one. Our equipment took a little bit of a beating this year. In comparison, if you take a look at last winter, we used 950 ton of salt. So this year we jumped to 3,700 ton. So. It is our plan with the amount that I'm proposing that we purchase It is our plan to basically be able to cover a worst-case scenario like this year, but not restock everything. My guess is the price is going to take a pretty good jump this year. Everybody needs it. Everybody's empty. And everybody's going to be, you know, trying to get back to ground zero. So I think it's going to take a pretty big jump. We're going to buy what we need to be able to cover this winter, plus a little bit of cushion, so that we'll be in pretty good shape for next year. Hopefully, we don't see 2 years in a row like what we just got. I would like to make sure you're aware, 400 ton of this that we're purchasing will actually be paid for by other entities. Because we were so healthy, we helped some other entities out that weren't quite as fortunate. And so we're purchasing that salt, and then they will pay us whatever the bid price is this year. So we're getting 1,400 ton. We'll actually only be paying for 1,000 tons because the 400 will net out with what the other communities are going to pay back to us. Would recommend the summer fill and winter use. That is a new twist. I talked to several people who are all trying to figure out which one's going to be the better price, and nobody has a clue. So we'll see what happens about May 8th.
And Kevin's taken a look at the marketplace and determined that it is to our advantage to continue to work with the ODOT program instead of having our own bidding program, which we did in the past, along with Sylvania Township. This is just a much bigger aggregate of bidders, and I think serves us well. So with that, we do have an ordinance authorizing us.
Mr. Mayor, I just note that, you know, I think we managed this very well, and I know it's your job and all that, but it's a job well done. And I know I was listening on the radio in, I forget what day it was, in early February, and I called you and asked you how we were doing with salt because I heard somebody else was out. I tell people that one thing that we do well is we take care of our streets. We make sure police come when you call them. You know, we do the basics well, and doing this well is what makes living here that kind of, you know, the kind of place we want to live in. So thank you for the good job.
All right. We do have Ordinance 20, which allows us to enter into this agreement with ODOT for the purchasing of salt. In Mr. Milner's absence, I will spread around the wealth from the Streets Committee. Mr. Brown, will you read this ordinance?
I will. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 20-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance of the city of Sylvania, Ohio to enter into an agreement with the Ohio Department of Transportation for the purchase of roadway de-icing salt, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 20-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage. Ordinance Number 20-2014.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 20-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Ordinance 20-2014 is approved. Going to page 2 of our agenda, we're up to agenda item 11. We are now up to proposed ordinance 17-2014. This is the first of two annual assessing ordinances, the first one for tree maintenance and the next one for repair of ditches. The assessment rate is unchanged in this year's ordinance. Anything further, Mrs. Booker or Mrs. Brining, you'd like to add on that one? Unchanged.
Unchanged.
Mrs. Cappellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 17-2014. All members of Council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Providing for the controlling blight and disease of shade trees and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in and along the streets and within public right-of-way of the City of Sylvania.
authorizing the Director of Public Service by and through the proper officers of said city to do said work during the year 2014, establishing one district for said purpose in accordance with the provisions of Section 727.011 of the Revised Code of Ohio, providing for the assessment of the cost and expense thereof upon abutting property, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 17-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move final passage, ordinance number 17-2014.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 17-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 17-2014 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 12, we have proposed ordinance 18-2014, providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, and enclosing open drainage ditches located within the corporate limits of the city of Sylvania. Again, this is an annual assessing ordinance. The rates are unchanged from the previous year. This is an assessment that's done inside the city limits. If you go outside the city limits, the county is responsible for it, and I think we're in much better shape assessing and getting this taken care of properly. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 18-2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I read by title only. Providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, and enclosing of open drainage ditches located within the corporate limits of the City of Sylvania, authorizing the Director of Public Services by and through the proper officers of said city to do said work during the year 2014, establishing one district for said purpose in accordance with the provisions of Section 727.012 of the Revised Code of Ohio, providing for the assessment of the cost and expenses thereof upon the abutting properties, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 18-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 18-2014.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 18-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 18-2014 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 13. You may have read in the paper about the cooperative program that is going on between the City of Sylvania, Lucas County, and Olander Park System to complete the multi-use path project that goes out Erie Street towards Paysetter Park. There are pieces of that that have not been improved because the land is undeveloped. A small portion of this, that was is within the City of Sylvania, and we are committing to do our portion of that as well. Mr. Aller, I believe you've estimated perhaps $10,000. Is that?
Yes, our maximum amount would be $10,000.
So this makes a lot of sense that we do cooperate with that and get this path all the way put together to safely get people out there. So the administration recommends the passage of ordinance 18-2014. This could go either to streets or to parks. And since Mr. Milner is not here, Mrs. Capellini, will you read this one?
Sure. I'd like to
introduce ordinance number 19-2014. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into a joint cooperation agreement on behalf of the City of Sylvania with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners and the Board of Commissioners of the Olander Park System for the Sylvania Metamora Road Multi-Use Path Project, appropriating $10,000 for said project, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that ordinance number 18-2014, excuse me, I'm on the wrong ordinance, I'm behind. It's moved and seconded that ordinance number 19-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage, ordinance number 19-2014.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 19-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 19-2014 is approved. Agenda item 14 is the Service Director's Report on the Arborway Sanitary Sewer Project and a request to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The project plans are complete, and we're ready to move forward. We are still trying to coordinate some additional work with Toledo Edison, but I want to get the bidding process moving forward, and hopefully we'll be able to take care of that during the bidding process. But the estimated cost of the project is $263,315. It's a little over 1,000 feet of 8-inch sanitary sewer, manholes and everything required for that, and then also pavement widening and resurfacing on Arborway between Silvertown and Whiteford Road, and we would ask that the clerk of council be authorized to advertise.
Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to authorize the clerk of council to advertise for bids for the Arborway Sanitary Sewer Project.
Mr. Aller, what would be your anticipated bid date?
We will advertise yet this week, and then we'll have it out for bid for 3 weeks, so that'll put us towards the end of April.
Last week of April, then. Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably come to council's first meeting in May for approval.
All right. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to authorize the clerk of council to advertise for those bids. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we are running those ads in the Blade now. You'll be able to follow that if you want.
I'd like to make a comment. It's related to this. I went to an environmental council meeting at TMACOG, and there have been a lot of new regulations put in on septic systems, leach beds, where they're going to have to be inspected now every so often over the years. And I think there's a strong possibility that we will see more of these type of requests of from township developments wanting to come into the city because we provide, you know, can provide this kind of a sewer system for them. I see that coming based on the new regulations. There's a lot of septic systems out there that are not up to grade, and they're going to have to be fixed, or they're going to have to be put on sanitary sewers. So I see this happening more and more.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Brown. I did drive down that street today, Mr. Aller. I saw that there are stakes in the ground on the south side of the road. Okay. All right. Moving on to agenda item 15. This is for to be a part of the state of Ohio's ODOT's annual bridge inspection program. We have used this in the past, but Mr. Aller, why don't you update us on this?
Yeah, this is each municipality is required to do an annual inspection of the bridges. In the past, ODOT has come in on somewhat irregular, I'll say 5 years or so, and then the off years that the municipalities are required to handle that on their own. We, in the past, utilized the county engineer's office, who's been very responsive and very cooperative and has done a good job. But ODOT is, one thing they're seeing in their district is not having consistent, efficient modes of reports coming in. When I may grade a poor bridge, someone else may grade a fair bridge. So they're going to start utilizing the same staff so that all of the bridges are graded in the same manner, and hopefully we'll.
And here in Sylvania, we don't have poor.
No, I did use the bad words, didn't I? Yeah. No, our bridges are actually in good shape. The bridge that we just replaced, the Erie Street Bridge, was one that was actually on the watch list. And I mentioned that, and we replaced it, and so we're all in good shape now. But this will just provide a more uniform, consistent basis so that funding opportunities are more level across the board. So I would recommend entering into the program. There's no cost, which is something to recommend the state. So
the legislation lists that the state shall assume and bear 100% of all the costs for the bridge inspection program. However, the city of Sylvania agrees to pay 100% of the cost of those features not included in the scope of services. An example of that would have been the one back in where we had the covered bridge. Is that what that would refer to? All right. Okay. Very good. You have in your council packets resolution number 6, 2014. In the Streets Committee, I'm asking Mrs. Hussman to read this as a member of the Streets Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce resolution number 6, 2014. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only, a resolution of the council of the city of Sylvania consenting to the city's participation in the Ohio Department of Transportation's Municipal Bridge Inspection Program, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to execute contracts as required, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 6, 2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution number 6, 2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 6, 2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 6, 2014 is approved. The next two agenda items, 16 and 17, are resolutions prepared by the law director to honor state champions that have recently come from the Sylvania schools. We actually have three state champions. We did not prepare another ordinance for the mock trial. I mean, after you're international champions, what's a state championship? And we did just have them in these council chambers in the last couple of months, so we did not prepare for them. We're not trying to slight them. I mentioned them in a mayor's message that I did, appropriately so. But we do have two here, one for the Northview hockey team and one for the Southview Cougarettes dance team, both of which recently won state championships. They're both terrific groups. They represent our two different high schools, and I think it's our tradition at this city council to recognize all state champions and invite them here to council chambers. The mayor's office did do a proclamation declaring the Sunday of their awards ceremony as Northview Hockey Day in the city of Sylvania, but that does not preclude you from doing an appropriate resolution inviting here to our council chambers. So, Mrs. Westfall, we have proposed resolution 7 for the Northview hockey team.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce resolution number 7-2014. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania commending the Sylvania Northview hockey team on its 2013-2014 Ohio High School Athletic Association Division I co-championship, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that resolution number 7, 2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of resolution number 7-2014.
Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 7-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 7-2014 is approved, and we will invite the team here. We'll try to get on their busy schedule. I'm sure they're going to go to the state house and things like that, but we'll try to get them here. And I would like to also say that we're going to check the list of names that you have on the resolution in front of you. There were three names that we missed on the proclamation, and we want to make sure that those names are on their resolution as well. There was something confusing on their website, and we missed three, and we redid it. No problem. We just redid it. So now we have another one in front of us. This is resolution 9-2014, and this one is for the Southview High School's Cougarettes dance team, which performed at the school levy rally, and they were terrific. I mean, they did look like state champions, no doubt about it.
And they have been forever.
Yeah.
They're really good, yeah.
So, Mrs. Westfall, if you'd be able to read this one as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 9-2014. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. A resolution of the council of the city of Sylvania commending Sylvania Southview High School's Cougarettes dance team on its hip-hop division state championship in the Ohio Association of Secondary School Administrators state cheerleading and dance team competition, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution number 9-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Resolution Number 9-2014.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 9-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 9-2014 is approved. We will bring those for your signature at the next council meeting after we double-check the names. We don't want to miss anybody, and we want to take another look at those. Now down to Agenda Item 18, which is committee reports. 18A is a report of the Employee and Community Relations Committee concerning the meeting that took place at 6:45 this evening. Mr. Lukey.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The committee met to discuss candidates applying for the appointment to fill the vacancy of the term expired by the passing of member Norm Kennesecker on the Board of Zoning Appeals. We had two applications, one from Mark W. Clark, a second from Robert L. Salt, the fourth. We had a bit of a procedural issue with Mr. Salt in the fact that he does not currently live in the city of Sylvania but intends to move here. The law director outlined the charter issue of appointing him. Charter requires BZA members to be residents of the city when they're appointed. So we determined that Mr. Salt was not appropriate to be appointed at this time. Several members spoke to the qualifications of Mr. Clark, and a motion was made to recommend the appointment of Mr. Clark to council. Is made by Ms. Capellini, seconded by Ms. Hussman, and approved 4-1. All members remarked that Mr. Salt certainly should be encouraged to apply for future vacancies. He seems like a very qualified individual, an attorney, and as soon as he moves into town, we should certainly look for him for future appointments. We'll keep his resume on file. But therefore, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to recommend council consider a resolution appointing Mr. Clark. Coincidentally, we have one ready for us tonight. Ms. Brining magically pulling it out of her sleeve. I'd like to introduce resolution number 11-2014. Members have been copies have made available to members of council. Therefore, I'll read by title only, appointing Mark Clark to the Board of Zoning Appeals to fill the unexpired term of Norman Kennesecker, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that resolution 11-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of resolution number 11-2014.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 11-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 11-2014 is approved and Mark Clark is appointed to the Board of Zoning Appeals to fill the unexpired term, which is through the end of this year.
Mr. Mayor, how will we notify Mr. Clark?
A phone call. The law director sends out an oath of
letter
that he has to sign, and we'll inform of that. Plus, he'll be put on the list by the secretary for the Board of Zoning Appeals, and we'll receive notice of upcoming meetings. Though they haven't met for about a year. There is a meeting coming up this month. Kevin, is that correct?
We actually met this month.
This month already.
We already missed the topic.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I also asked if we could have a little bit of an update from Bill Sanford on the Tier 2 program.
I'm sorry?
Could we have Mr. Sanford give a brief report?
We absolutely can. That's added agenda item 18B. Mr. Sanford, report on the Tier 2 grant.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Lukey, I think when I first talked about the grant, I did not have some definite dates when we needed to respond to some things. I did find out that a week from today, April 14th, is when the state will release more detail on how they want the applications filled out for this year. So that's an important date, and then after receiving that information, I'll be working closely with Bogemeyer Design in completing our application. I've also been in contact with the Lucas County to make sure we're working on what they need from us for all the individual projects and then our own projects. We have some work to do to get our projects ready that would be included in this. So we're continuing to do the due diligence moving forward with the application, and I did confirm that we were the only program, or the only entity going after this particular program, the Tier 2 grant in Lucas County.
Mayor Pemberville sent me an email, assuming we'd already gotten the grant. I was, that was premature, but helped me respond to Mayor Gordon in an appropriate way.
I called their office and let them know what, how this, and again, it's
Your reputation procedure.
Well, White House is the one around that, that has one right now, and I might get it connected there, but I'll make sure I get the contact.
Okay, thank you. Any other committee reports to be made at this time? Agenda item 19 is committee referrals. Anything further referred to committee? Hearing none, I direct your attention to the information items, particularly item A, which is a report from the Division of Taxation. We did not share these with you for the first 2 months because they can be misleading. However, after a quarter, I thought you should see that our income tax receipts are running almost 3% above last year. So that puts us in pretty good shape. With that, we are at the end of our agenda. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Mayor?
Mrs. Hussman.
I would just like to be sure that everyone is aware that Operation Street Smart will be from 4 to 6 before our next council meeting at Lord's at the Franciscan Center. Operation Street Smart is brought to you by Lord's and SCAT, and it's a very informative. I think every community member should be there. Drug awareness program presented by undercover detectives with current designer drugs and street drugs discussed. It is a two-hour program. It sounds like a long time, but I've seen it a couple years ago. It goes really fast and gives you a whole lot of information. So I would like to see good representation at that meeting, because we need to know.
Is it in the Franciscan Center?
It's in the Franciscan Center.
What's the date again?
It's right before our next meeting, April 21st, Monday, April 21st. It's actually going to be presented at two times that evening, 4 to 6 and 7 to 9. Right. 7 to 9, we know where we'll be. 4 to 6, I hope we'll be there.
All right, thank you, Mrs. Hussman. I believe I had asked for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. So moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, April 21st at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you for attending. We appreciate you sticking it out to the end.